We often speak of the text as something that is psychoactive, that is, as we engage with the text, it begins producing in us or provides us with illustration of these processes as they unfold over the course of our practice. Often what we know at the level of memory knowledge, well, not often, always, what we know at the level of memory knowledge only becomes spiritually nourishing when elevated through practice. So a statement that was made, which is taken from the text, which was, works are forms of spiritual good. So what's interesting about this whole discussion that goes on here is that there's a lack of forms of good, which is described as pasture. So that's what sort of driven this process forward. And so there's this search for pasture, which is the brothers coming down into Egypt, into Goshen. And that pasture is basically what enables those spiritual truths to find their expression. So what enables charity to find its expression are what are termed works. And that is what the brothers, in their discussion with Pharaoh, that's what they say, that they're there in order to find pasture, really. And that's when they are given leave to dwell in the land of Goshen. And where do we find pasture? Like, that's the question that comes up here. And what sustains and nurtures the spiritual is the memory knowledge is understood in the light of what the word teaches. Because what that does is then enables what needs to be done to be done. So charity can come into effect or become something realized in our life.